You're on White Noise here on Joy 94.9, and Kez, we can never get enough of our Aussie talented musicians here on White Noise, can we?
No, we cannot.
We seem to have new ones all the time, and I'm so glad that we're speaking to these guys. I mean, they're about to take over the world. They're that awesome. They had a chance to play at Soundwave. You can catch a sneak peek of an upcoming single on their Facebook, and they're releasing an album soon. And the best part is they're from Sydney, our hometown.
Yes.
Which makes me feel a lot better talking to them. They are The Mission in Motion, and joining us on the line is Brett. Brett, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'd like to start by saying I think that's the best introduction I've ever had.
I work very hard on these introductions.
Hey, look, that ruled. I was all about that. That was great. I'm going to write that down for later.
Oh, go for it, dude. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Now, Brett, let's get down to business. Why The Mission in Motion? What does that mean, and why did you choose it?
I think it was one of those, situations where we were sitting around. Like, you know, you think about five dudes sitting around trying to come up with a band name, and everyone was throwing names back and forth, and Kenny, our guitarist, just came out with it at one time, and everyone was like, oh, that sounds all right. We put it in the pile and kind of kept going, things like that, and everyone just kind of kept coming back to it. And then after a while, we were just like, yeah, that works, let's go with that. And then, you know, it really didn't mean that much when we started the band, but I think now it kind of has more of a meaning to us about, you know, five people with a common goal and being motivated towards that goal. And I think that, you know, in time it kind of shaped its own meaning for us, which I think is really cool.
So, Brett, for those people who are unfamiliar with The Mission in Motion, how would you define yourselves in your music?
I'd say we're a melodic rock band. I know that there are a million other descriptive words to describe us, but I think that we just think of ourselves as a melodic rock band.
Now, Brett, you guys did get the chance to hit the Soundwave stage not too long ago. Did the experience live up to your expectations? What was it like?
It was the most amazing experience we've had as five individual people and as a band. I can't talk enough about how amazing it was. It was just like we walked into catering every day and we were just like surrounded by people we grew up listening to and musicians who inspired us and continue to inspire us. And we got to meet everyone and everyone was the nicest people ever. And the shows were great. Like it was just, you know, we were just like five Aussie dudes on a tour full of Americans with the biggest on our faces in the whole world.
So Brett, did you have any really giddish, is that the word, giddish?
I don't know.
I can't think.
I think that's the word you're looking for.
I think it is. Brett, did you have any like giddish, girly squeal moments with any of the American musicians where you were like, oh my God, you're Blur and I love you?
I had multiple, actually. Chris Connolly, who's the singer for a band called Saves the Day, who have been huge to me since I was like 15, he walked past me in catering and I was having a conversation with someone and I just stopped talking completely and just followed him as he walked. And I just walked up to him and I had a conversation and he was one of the nicest guys I've ever met. And who else? Let me think. There were a few of them. Actually, one big thing for the teenager in me that was a huge deal was there was this band on the tour called Hell Yeah. And their drummer is Vinnie Paul, who was the drummer in Pantera. And to me and our drummer Lachlan, who were little metal kids when we were younger, when he walked past, I lost my mind. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I think I just, like, yelled his name out, and then, like, he turned around, and I just kind of ran after him. But, yeah, like, everyone we met was so nice. Like, there were so many bands that I really liked on the tour that we just got to hang out with, which was really incredible, and everyone was so nice. I mean, we got along really well with Circus Survive, and their singer Anthony was such a nice guy to us. And, like, I mean, like, they were one of the bands that a lot of people wanted to see on that tour. And, We had like pedal trouble or something in Perth on the last show, and he just like saw it straight away, walked straight across the stage and just like fixed our guitars and our pedals while we were still playing and just walked off stage. And I just thought that was the coolest thing for him to like be so nice to see a problem and walk out and fix it. It was just, yeah,
nice.
A lot of that on the tour. Everyone was super nice.
So at the moment, fans can find a sneak peek of your yet-to-be-released single, We Walk in the Same Shoes, on your Facebook. But when will we get a chance to hear the whole thing?
Well, you can hear the whole thing now if you go and buy the Soundwave 2012 compilation, because it's on that. But yeah, it's going to be released soon. But yeah, we're still kind of waiting to figure out the ins and outs of it. But I mean, if anyone wants to go and get it, it's on the Soundwave 2012 compilation. We're having a bit of a powwow between that song and another song being the next single, so we're kind of figuring that out at the moment.
Now, these singles you're talking about, they're only a small taste of an album that you guys have been working on. What's it going to be called, and when can we get our hands on it?
The album is, as of yet, unnamed. We're still working on it. With album names, like, they always come to me, like, at the end of the recording cycle. Like, it's always, like, something really poignant that we feel sums up the record, and someone just spits it out, and everyone goes, yes! Like, that's totally it. Like, so, like, we're kind of waiting for that moment to still happen. We're looking to have the record out by late July, early August, because we're about halfway through right now. So we're still working quite diligently on it, and hopefully we'll be able to get it in the can and get it out to everybody as soon as possible.
So, Brett, you'll be out on the road starting this May. Where will you be headed and when?
We are headed pretty much everywhere. We're doing all capital states, including Perth, which we've missed on headlining tours. I'm not 100% sure on the exact dates, but I know that we start late May and finish up early June, ending in Perth. So all our dates are on our Facebook or our Twitter, or, you know, we don't really use MySpace anymore, but they're out there.
Excellent. Now, Brett, we can't wait for the Mission in Motion to be here in Melbourne. We want to come out and rock with some fellow Sydney-siders. Thank you so much for being on our show, and make sure to tell us about future stories where you swoon at rock stars.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for having me.